News.
The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Paul Habstritt. WJON News Time is about 4:32. Currently 90 degrees here at the WJON studios. We'll have your full WJON weather eye forecast coming up after the news. News is brought to you this afternoon by LJ Plumbing. Two people from Foley were hurt in a single vehicle crash in Rockville last night. The crash happened around 10:45 p.m. The Minnesota State Patrol says a minivan being driven by 81-year-old Blaine Downer of Foley was going north on Highway 23 when he lost control of the vehicle and went into the south ditch. Downer and a passenger in his vehicle, 79-year-old Violet Downer of Foley, were both taken to the Mayo Clinic in St. Cloud with non-life-threatening injuries. Minneapolis state lawmakers are calling for renewed efforts to address gun and domestic violence following the deadly shooting near Loring Park on Wednesday. The House Minneapolis delegation says it is heartbroken over the deaths of Shoreline Apartments residents Muse Afrai and Dale Henry Spry. Six others were wounded, including three police officers. The lawmakers thanked first responders and said they plan to work with city and community leaders on policies aimed at preventing similar shootings. Gunman Carlton Johnson was also killed. Minnesota Congresswoman Angie Craig is backing a bipartisan effort to lower insulin costs. The 2nd District Democrat has introduced legislation that would extend the current $35 a month insulin cap for Medicare patients to all Americans with health insurance. The Insulin Act would also create a resource center and hotline to help uninsured people with diabetes find assistance programs. Craig says no Minnesotan should have to choose between buying food and paying for life-saving medication. For Paige Moe of Benson, showing animals at the Minnesota State Fair is about much more than winning a ribbon. The 17-year-old has been involved in 4-H since she was 5 and says caring for animals teaches lessons that stick with you.
I think that it helps with public speaking and just confidence in general. Taking care of an animal is a big thing. I also show cattle and sheep, so I'm very involved with the animals.
Paige has competed with rabbits at the State Fair 4 times. She said she won champion Polish her first year and was named champion senior showman last year. Bow fishing enthusiasts are seeing expanded opportunities on Lake Minnetonka. Kurt Sisch is a bow fishing guide and says it took years of work with local organizations to increase access.
For this year, we've been able to have Lake Minnetonka open for the entire season across the whole lake up until the 1st of July. And it took almost 4 years overall working with the lake associations and the LMCD in order to make that happen.
Sisch says the change opens one of Minnesota's best-known lakes to more bow fishing opportunities than ever before. You can stay up to date on local news, weather, and sports at any time with the WJON app powered by Farmers and Merchants State Bank. Download it today for free wherever you get your apps. I'm Paul Habstritt, WJON News. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is coming up next.